contracted. Look what they contracted. Look what they contracted.
Mate, you put it on the tape track.
Yeah, but now I've decided to hold it.
Do you think it's better like that?
It is.
Okay, well, it's more interviewing now.
Yeah.
It's all freezed up. But so you've heard the recording. You reckon it's all right?
Yeah. We're critiquing our first.
Let's critique it straight in, man. We're talking about it. Like, this is what an audience wants to hear.
Yeah, but the thing is, as well, is the first episode, we didn't actually talk about what... Like, we didn't have a title.
No idea,
and
really.
I want to tell the story about how we got the title.
How did we get the title? So, tell the story, man.
So, I came home after that night. Wolfie was very, very excited about the podcast. And I went straight to bed. Yeah. And I had all these messages from you. I woke up to all these messages. And you were like, dude, I think, look what the cat dragged in. I think that's going to be a sick title, right? And then straight after, you like, the messages kept continuing. And it was like, oh, look, I even found the tune. And it was a link to the tune.
The tune was great.
Yeah, to the song. And then straight after, you're like, oh, look, how sick's this artwork? And you've done an artwork. And I woke up and I was like, well, I guess that's what we're calling it.
I felt so bad because I sort of got carried away making it all. And then I thought, you know, as I wrote more and more, I was like, oh my God, I've just like run away with this. Like, do you know, like if you meet a girl and then you just messaged 100 times, it got worse and worse. And then I was like, fuck, it's a sound problem.
No, but
it got worse and worse. And then it was sort of like, sorry, Danny, like, you don't have to go with this title. Even though I've made like cover art, I've picked the music. And I'm like, man, you might not like it. I said, look, and it's like 3 a.m. and I'm like, look, let's just have a chat about a possible idea.
That's how you ended it.
And then you wrote, I wrote in the morning, I'm like, look, man, because you hadn't responded yet.
Yeah.
Look, we can leave it. It's up to you what we call it.
Yeah.
But then I don't know. Now we'll never know.
Okay.
Because I put so much effort into it.
No.
You can't.
I love it.
You can't without breaking my heart say no. The only way we can change the name now is if someone in the audience actually comes back and says, look.
It's a shit name.
He's just being nice. You need to get the fuck away. And that cover art, what did you do it with?
No. I
did it in Paint Shop Pro.
You
made
Paint Shop. So is it an original image?
Well, the underlying image is similar.
Right.
But I've changed it enough.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I move stuff around. Like, I don't even have proper Paint Shop Pro. It's just that.
Right.
You know that crap?
Paint Shop Pro. Wow.
You know the crap Paint Shop?
No.
There's one on your computer that comes
automatically. I think it's just called Paint.
Yeah, it's Paint. It's fucking Paint.
Paint Shop.
What are we
painting a car? What is this?
You can barely do anything, man.
Yeah.
Like, it's so frustrating. You go, oh, I guess.
Yeah.
We'll just have to spray paint the title because that's the only button I could find.
Just quickly, should we explain like exactly what we've decided to do?
Mate, we need it. Because
okay, all
you
right.
know what? This is like the beginning.
Because otherwise we're just going
to
yell
at the movie, people have walked out. Like, we need to give them a hook.
Okay,
we need a gimmick.
So after last week, the first episode, what we decided was we decided the angle that we're going to take this podcast is we went with the title, Look What the Cat's Dragged In. And basically,
what
what happens is me and Wolfie, we come down here, we start recording the podcast, we tell the guest... We give them the arrival time of a little bit after, and basically they just walk in to us already talking, and we continue the conversation.
And I like it. So it's almost like a surprise birthday.
And
so there's that energy, and we're like, look at the camera.
I want to just say as well, I said I was going to send the... So should we say the guest? The guest today?
Yes.
Okay, our guest today is Daniel Muggleton. Yeah. He's not here today. He's not here yet. But the whole thing is what we've decided is when the guest walks in, we're going to yell, look what the cat dragged.
Yeah, yeah.
So we could be mid-conversation and then we just yell it.
Yeah.
And I do want to say as well, Muggleton doesn't know that this is happening.
Yes, yes.
And he knows nothing about the podcast. Also, I was supposed to...
What were you meant to have done?
I was meant to send it over to him because I said to him, look, we want to get you on the second one because we spoke so much about... Like, we told a bunch of stories about him and stuff.
Yeah. Well,
he's a great...
I can't remember.
Yeah, man. About him fucking with me and saying, you missed my set and stuff like that.
Nasty to comment, but I'm not sure. But I think we were quite positive. But I was saying, in this 15-minute gap, we'll just talk random shit.
Yeah.
It shouldn't really be about it. But as we get more and more comfortable, maybe we'll have some random shit. No, we should.
And I think we're going to do... Are we doing your Bible story thing?
Well, the Bible stories... There's a story behind that because I tried to download an app... And my whole mobile just went black. I don't know if that was a message from God, but I was like, holy shit, he's fucking sensitive. Like, I was trying to download it, and then yeah, I couldn't get back into my phone for about an hour. So right. I've been smited by Jesus or God for even this idea. But I do actually have it.
Yeah.
But my concern is I listened to the recording.
Yeah.
And the words boring does not even go anywhere near. It is so bad.
Why?
Well, it's just someone talking. The Bible's so boring. Like, I've got him reading a passage and I'm like, you got to be a fucking genius to make this funny. But we should play it.
Yeah.
Because...
So it was a recording. I thought you were going to bring in
no,
like a...
No, it's not a recording. Like, I haven't been reading the Bible.
No.
I've got Bible book that's audio book.
Oh, it's an audio book.
It's a guy reading
so we'd have
stuff
to
from
play
the Bible.
It. Oh, see,
but
I think,
maybe it
okay.
doesn't work.
I don't know. This is so funny. It's so funny.
We'll try to do it when Margaret's in here.
Yeah.
And just see.
Yeah.
Look, I think I'm going to have... We're trying to find our gimmick and
yes.
our hook. And... Look, Bible might not be it. Maybe we'll be doing diets. We don't know. The latest fad diet. Or... I don't know. The other thing I was thinking that would be a good concept, and I think you might have done that on your radio thing.
What?
Was you were doing stand-up based on stuff that was riffed around in the podcast or in your radio thing.
No, I never did that.
Didn't you do that?
I never did that.
I thought that'd be a sick idea.
No, there were a bunch of ideas that I thought... doing radio and stand-up at the same time was a little bit... It fucked with my head a little bit because sometimes I would think about things
yeah.
and then rather than sitting down and explain and going, how can I expand that and how can I make that a stand-up bit? I would go, that would be a great chat topic for radio. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
and that's what I didn't like about it because it would just be like, oh, I can just use it for this thing when it's like, no, I should sit down
yeah,
and think
yeah.
about it harder and think
that
about...
That fear of like finite ideas. So you're
yeah.
like, oh, I got to use it there. Because what I thought would be a sick idea, because we've stolen the space that Shane Edison does Comedy Edge on.
Yeah.
I thought it might be fun, like, because we're all meant to be comedians. Like, we get the guest on, and during the time we're chatting,
yeah.
we try to come up with a premise or an idea.
I like that.
And then we've all three of us have
yeah.
to, like, sort of crowbar just a minute or two on it, and we could record it.
Do you know what I actually, what I like, what I think my favorite thing has been so far that we've come up for the podcast?
Mate,
is,
well, there's a big list.
Is the fact, is the fact, I know this is only the second episode, but one thing that we said is a continuation of me and you just trying to work out what a good idea would be to do it.
Will it be unbelievable? And I want,
and
like,
then we never land on it.
Late in it, like at the 80th show,
and we'll just
we change titles.
We'll just keep trying and failing. Hey, look what
yeah,
the cat right there!
Muggerton! Daniel Muggerton's arrived! Okay, I don't
what's
know
going
if
on?
This new cat dragged in things work.
I liked it. Okay, so we got to explain it to him now.
Are you guys recording now?
Yeah.
Yeah, man, you're on.
You're
straight
on.
I was going to go to the bathroom. Okay, go to the bathroom. Go to the bathroom.
You're cat dragged in. You're meant to come in. It's like a surprise birthday. And then you come in on the spot.
I don't know how long I'm in the bathroom for, which is fine.
That's okay. We can just keep talking while you're in the bathroom.
We're almost going to have to edit it.
No, we won't.
We can't disappear now.
We'll keep chatting.
Minutes.
We'll keep chatting.
We're going to be like 30 seconds.
Okay, we'll keep chatting.
Because we can do... Like, did that work?
Yeah,
that was awesome. And then we can just yell, be funny now. And I want you to stand up and hold the mic in his face. Say something funny.
Can we quickly chat about something while he's in the bathroom?
No,
and then
I'm going to sit quietly and wait for the guests. Now, let's do it. We're going
okay.
to sell this.
I want to talk about this ad. You were on an ad recently. I won't say what company it was for, but it was for alcohol. And I saw it, and it was fucking hilarious.
Do you think it was all right?
Dude, it was great. How did you get that ad?
Dude, it was such a relief. It was such a relief when it came out, because it wasn't that bad.
I
think it was all right. But they saw me doing stand-up.
Where?
But fuck knows, dude. An open mic night, I don't know. Like, someone from there had seen me doing stand-up, but maybe 2 years ago.
Right.
And they said, yep, yeah, he's perfect. So they meant to have approached me like a year ago, but it got canned.
Right.
But what happened during the interim of that, I put on a lot of weight. I changed looks. I think my voice changed. So when I arrived...
Your voice has never changed.
I got flown into Melbourne to do it. It was unbelievable. Mm. I don't know. Like, a taxi driver could have done this ad. All I yelled was like, they said, look, we want to make it funny.
Yeah.
But then I read the script and I was like, well... You better rewrite that fucking script if you want to make it funny.
Did you really say
that? Yeah, man, it was a car crash. So I got flown over there, but they had their own shocks. Like, when I arrived, they had to restitch the uniform.
Yeah.
Do you know? Like, they had to take all the seams because I was like 100 kilograms bigger.
That is so funny.
And I was dripping in sweat. They're filming it. It was...
Come and sit down, Muggleton. Come and sit down. Daniel Muggleton, welcome to the show.
I haven't seen your ad.
Mate, what do you mean? It's my thing.
I've heard about you. I've never seen your ad.
The whole premise of the show, it's called Look What the Cat Dragged In. The whole premise is we start the show and the guest arrives 15 minutes late and you just have to walk into what we're talking about.
But we don't actually have a topic that we're talking about. Right.
No, we're actually talking about
your ad. We're talking about your ad.
You haven't seen it.
I Haven't seen it.
Have you not seen the ad?
I haven't seen the ad.
What the hell?
Why
what?
Am I talking like you now? You guys are putting too much fucking pressure on me. I haven't seen the ad. Now I'm back to my voice. I haven't seen your fucking ad.
We thought it would make people comfortable, but it turns it freaks people out. When we yell, look at the cat man dragging in.
Maybe I should have prepped him.
Maybe we should settle people in and do what normal people do. Invite them in, give them a fucking coffee, they can take the shoes
off. It's all trial and error.
Jeez, okay, well, maybe look what the cat... drag into the idea of it.
Okay.
A more polite, yes.
The entire podcast as well has been us critiquing whether we're doing a good job or not.
We're not sure if it's good, dude. What do you think?
Look, I think it's not a great move in terms of a podcast. Like, not so much what you're doing, but the critique. Like, most people don't want other people's inner monologue out loud for a fucking hour.
What we've been asked
when that's with Danny Giles laughing in the background all the fucking time.
Mate, like, I realize we laugh a lot at ourselves, so it's not ideal.
Well, we wanted to get you on because we spoke a lot about you last week.
Mm. Yeah.
Like, heaps. Makes sense. But I was supposed to send it to you, but I didn't. Fuck you.
Yeah, I know.
But he was our go-to.
Yeah.
We that seems to be our common ground. You and I, we kept going back to democracy. That was the never-ending well when we ran into light combo or we ran out of ideas. We're like, well, let's either talk about a Muggleton story. To be entirely honest, Muggleton should just take over the show. We are inept fools. Like, all we've got is riding on the tailcoats of Muggleton.
We just read your tweets and shit.
That is not true.
No, it's not true.
That's not true.
No,
we did tell the
story of how you fucked with me at Star Bar.
Yeah.
And then the last time when I was hanging out with a friend.
Friend.
Yeah.
Friend.
Yeah.
Friend.
With a friend.
Yeah, it's a gender? Strong word, Danny.
With a female friend.
Female friend.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I hope to remain just friends.
Yeah, it's you know. We don't have to talk about that.
Well, it's not like she's going to listen, man.
Yeah,
no one's listening to this.
No,
Muggleton, Daniel Muggleton.
Yeah, like, so Daniel Muggleton, welcome to the show. Runner and
a serial womanizer, from what I know.
Yes, yes, we spoke about that. We spoke about that.
Jacob.
I like this. We did Love Bites in Adelaide last week, and they're just like, yeah, so you're just fucking everything, right? And I'm like, no, this is a panel show in a church at 4:30 p.m. Shut up.
What is that?
Shut up.
Can you help me? Because what's Love Bites? Maybe that's something we could do. Or
no, Love Bites is the venue, isn't it?
No, Love Bites is it's a panel show that Carrie Hardy is producing. Oh. Alice Fraser is the host.
All right.
And there's three comedians every week, every night. It's like a bunch of nights during the festival. They talk about love.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
This could be a...
I actually want to talk about relationships. Can we talk about relationships?
Yeah, you just got dumped, though. That's why.
That's not why. I didn't talk about relationships last
week. After the... Are you recovered?
The breakup.
Yeah, man. Should we talk about that on this?
Oh, well, we can talk about whatever.
Is it still touchy?
Oh, it's not touchy. I can talk about it. Yeah, it's fine. It's just a weird adjustment. Like, I'm fine. Like, I have no ill feelings towards her or anything.
Has there been, like, further contact? Or is it just completely...
Well, she met someone else.
Oh, ooh, man, that's hard. Oh.
Yeah,
how quickly after?
Huh?
Was it soon after, or...?
Oh, look, I mean, she was... the thing was, like, I initiated the breakup. And then, for me, I was feeling good at the start. For her, she was dealing with that pain straight from the get-go. And then mine was like this delayed reaction of eventually it hit me going, fuck, what have I done? Why did I break up?
Well, the pain was easier for you.
At the start it was. So basically...
You have to live with that decision.
Yeah.
That's the problem. It's always a big decision, isn't it?
Can you sit forward a bit, Muggleton? Oh, sorry. Right. I'm sorry. Just for the mic.
Just lean in. There's always that doubt. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's things that you still like about someone. Even when you end it. Don't you think? It's never black and white.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's still an element of you like, oh, well, it's a great ass.
Yeah.
No, but she's really annoying.
But you know
what I'm saying? There's always facets of who they are that you miss.
Yeah. And I think it's just that weird adjustment of just like, I was with her for 4 years. I met her when I was 21 and had no idea what the fuck was going on. I mean, I still have no idea what the fuck is going on. But it was kind of like, you know, it's just that weird adjustment of not having anyone anymore and...
Yeah,
being by yourself,
home, there's no one there.
I'm like a serial monogamous. Like, I went in and out of relationships.
But you got Wolfie now.
Yeah.
Is that why you started this podcast? Just so you have somewhere to be once a week?
he used to message me.
I want to talk about... I'm interested to know about your relationships because I don't know.
Let's drill it
in.
Because
I really want to get into it.
Drill it in.
Yeah.
Well, man, you had a lot of advice. Okay, I remember we spoke once in the car. And you were what I call a love doctor. I was like, this guy knows it all.
Doesn't he? We spoke once in the car.
Do you remember you got your lips and you had poems? You were like the new, the, you know that the book, The Game? It was like an elevated version, a good version.
Yeah. The good game.
No, but you seem
okay,
to...
Okay, can I talk about your game when we were out on Valentine's Day?
Oh, please don't, but
no,
sure.
No, don't, man. No, just save some of the
well,
tricks.
Well, because I don't know. What if you know, like, do you have stalkers that
was,
listen to
this? There wasn't much game going on in Valentine's Day. I was just drunk and there.
Are you kidding me?
What do you
like,
mean?
Like, multiple women.
But
multiple.
To be honest, you know what's amazing about his game?
Yeah.
It's just being a nice guy.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So it wasn't as tricky.
And then one of the girls he got with came up to me, and I thought she was going to crack on to me. And she sat there for about 5-10 minutes, crapping on, asking me about muggles.
Oh my God.
Yeah. She came up to me, she's like, hey, do you want to get a drink? Or something. And she just pulled me to the side the entire time.
Do you know what her move was?
What?
Talk to the ugly friend to get in.
Hey, that's not nice to Danny.
No, but it's true. She was in there and goes, act like the ugly friend's really interesting.
I don't have charm like you. You got the whole...
Why am I charming? What is this podcast? Is this like that fucking dream I've been having for years? Like, people really like me. I hope they talk about me behind my back.
Are you not enjoying it? Are you not having a good time?
Look, it's fun because Wolfie's here.
What? Why don't you like me?
Well, you're a laugh, sir. That's quite
nice.
That's,
mate,
but,
you are a good... You're one of the good laughers around the comedy.
Oh, no, I'm the worst.
He's great. He's a great laugher.
He's very supportive. And that's one of
Kyle
the reasons people
well.
Like hanging out with.
Good, yeah.
Legacy's great. And then the guy at the edge.
Oh, yes.
What's his name?
Matt Williamson.
Yeah, Matt Williamson. Yeah, he's a great laugher, but you know what? He's not. You are a good laugher, even face to face.
Yeah.
So you can come out, you have a few beers, you go, I killed it.
Yeah.
But then you look over and see Danny laughing at someone else, and you're like, hang on, he does this all the time. Do you know what I mean?
He's everything now.
But Williamson, yeah. Williamson.
I'm really conscious about it. I
end.
Really got to stop. I really want to cut
Mate,
it off.
Maybe we love it.
It's the only redeeming quality you have.
You're such a motherfucker. You're such a piece of shit. You know that?
Yeah, but you know that I'm kidding. That's yeah, what
I'm saying. You think it's good for
you know I'm kidding
self esteem? Because like, he lifts me up, man.
No,
like,
yeah,
when
great.
I arrived, he was laughing, and all I was doing was just describing how I got you. I'm doing well.
That's probably like some of your better material, just like describing. I just love you talking. Like, it's just a
oh,
great
mate.
Thing.
His voice just in. Oh,
man, but you know, back to that ad.
Yeah.
It's a scary proposition.
Yeah, you're in a fucking ad.
Look, yeah.
I'm going to... No, I'm not trying to show off about the ad. I
no,
didn't want
no.
to do the ad. This is the whole point of it.
I
want to
know about it.
It's a scary proposition because you have to do it, but it's not why you do comedy. And everyone's watched the Bill Hicks sort of bit. If you're in an ad, kill yourself. If you're doing
no, he
ad.
Says if you're in marketing, kill yourself.
Yeah, but there's
no,
still
no,
that
if you're
vibe.
If an artist has done an ad or your artistic integrity is gone, unless you're Willie Nelson, because we know Willie's got some taxes to
yes.
pay
is
off.
This Bill, is that Bill Hicks? Hicks bit?
Yeah, he's
oh,
in
okay.
there, man. And the thing is, you're scared.
I can't believe you've watched Hicks. That's like, that just weirds me out.
Hasn't everyone?
Because it's just, I don't know. It just, some people are just like, oh, you definitely watched a bit of Hicks. But like,
yeah,
Wolfie,
yeah.
it's just like, I don't know if you've watched Hicks. And I like that you haven't.
Would you say I've watched Hicks?
No,
I don't.
Yeah, well, I have. Yeah, I have.
No,
yeah.
but I'm saying there's that big.
I've watched one or two of his.
But I just like everyone who watches
yeah.
Hicks. Like, I think I've definitely been guilty of it. Like, you watch Hicks and you just like you try to say something really meaningful
yeah.
and you just
yeah.
look like a fuckwit. And like,
yeah,
you guys,
yeah.
I've never seen you guys do that. So I just assume maybe
yeah.
they're going to pull it.
Yeah,
no, because it is
yeah.
true. You try to have a point, but it's
yeah.
hard if you're young and
don't
actually have one.
I don't
yeah.
have. I think I just don't have many opinions about things. Do you know
well,
what I mean?
That's a good thing because I think as you get older, you realize it's not black and white, it's more gray.
Yeah.
So you realize you're an idiot. You're
yeah.
yelling hard.
I always...
And then I've realized every opinion of mine's changed.
Yeah.
About 50 times, completely opposite, depending on what stage I am in my life.
Yeah, yeah,
so it's
yeah.
very easy to get on stage and just go black as black, white as white, until... You know what I mean? Don't you
yeah.
think it changes?
Oh, absolutely. Like, yeah, that's the thing. I've been thinking about this recently. It's just like, I've never disliked someone for not knowing.
Yeah.
I've only disliked people for knowing. Like,
right,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, somebody's like, no, I fucking know how it is. And you're just like, you're a fuckwit,
oh.
man. Like, I don't want anything to do with you.
Yeah, yeah.
But,
such
like,
a good
if
point.
Someone doesn't know, then you're never like, oh, I fucking hate you for not knowing. It's like, oh, no, they're just
That's
not
so
sure.
funny, because
sure.
I often don't know shit. And, you know, people, you get that reaction from people like, how can you not fucking
how
know that?
Have an opinion.
Yeah,
have
how
an
can
opinion.
You do? Yeah.
And it's such a... Because it's getting to that point of enlightenment. Enlightenment.
Yep, you did well. Good
oh,
job.
Oh, man, I can't even say the word enlightenment. I can have an enlightened point.
Think about it. It's like premium light, but enlightenment.
You know? Enlightenment. No, but I'm saying where you realize you don't know anything.
Yeah.
That's what happens as a human. So anyone shooting their mouth off is a moron.
Yeah.
It's like I said last week.
This is
too
what
stupid.
We're
too fucking stupid
week.
To
yeah.
understand the world.
About we were talking last week with Shane about like extremists, people who are very, very extreme with their
sure.
opinions and everything like that. I mean, because I came from a religious upbringing. Did you?
Right.
I'm going to say you didn't.
Jewish. Not.
Is that all right?
What, to suggest... That's not anti-Semitic, Wolfie. You can suggest people are Jewish. It's not an insult. Mate, nice to know where you're at.
We're not in America, so it's fine. Isn't what? It? It's not as touchy.
When
area.
I meet people who
we don't
are,
know what Jews are.
This is, I don't know if this is like really slack to religion, but when I meet people like yourself and Shane who are like really, really well read and intelligent, I'm like, they're probably not religious.
Yeah. But I'm not well read. I don't read. Yeah. I just have a condescending voice.
Just because he wears glasses doesn't mean he reads.
What are you talking about? You're a smart dude. I've had conversations with you.
Man, you know what I want to ask? There's something that I'm keen as can to find out. How was Adelaide?
You say keen as
can.
Hey, look, don't mock me.
He's hating this. He's like, regretting this whole thing.
Hey, what's wrong with keen as candy?
No, keen as candy. He's like practicing for when he's got a kid. He's like, I need some fucking...
Oh, man.
Yeah. But I need some similes that work.
How was
under sixes, yeah.
How was Adelaide?
Yeah. And then I want to get back into relationships.
Oh,
go on.
Fuck's sake. All right. You go. Just checking my watch. Oh, still too long. Okay.
Are we almost done?
I wish. Yeah. Look, Adelaide was good. I enjoyed Adelaide. Like, it's tough. Like, it's a real tough festival. I think Adelaide's... Like, I've only been to Melbourne and Adelaide. I haven't done Perth. Perth, by all accounts, is a breeze. Like, yeah. People are like...
Really?
People are excited to go to shit. You put your thing on rush ticks. People just come. Like, yeah. Everyone sells out. Like, at least the show.
Really?
That small
50
town
people
vibe.
Got nominated for the best comedy show.
Dude,
at the festival.
Heaps
50
from,
people.
Heaps from the Raw were nominated.
Yeah, Raw Heaps from the Raw. Raw comedy.
It was like,
Heaps.
Look, he was amazing. We're like, it was his first time. Like, 3 minutes. No, he won the Barry. He should win the Barry.
No, it was seriously best comedy at, like, at Fringe World Perth was, like, Raw comedy semi-finals. Like, that
right.
was... Who would accept that award?
Yeah.
And they
yeah.
go, look, that... Did they name the act?
I don't know.
The song and the woman with glasses in particular. What a great heat.
We wanted to do that all this like first time doing comedy bit, like he saved the show.
He had a great bit about it being similar to
So did you set. Did you have people rock up to the show in Adelaide?
Yeah, no. Okay, so I had two very
don't pick at the word.
No.
Okay, go.
You set Danny off. He just is convulsing.
Don't pick it as well.
Pick at the wound. Hey, look, it's not a wound. It's like, it's a scab, I guess. No stitches necessary, just a little bit.
But I think it's harder because I went once to Canberra, and because it's a small town.
You went to Canberra?
No, I'm not for the festival, but I went there. But
you
they
just went there.
No,
they a fest for some reason.
No, but I'm saying the lady at the airport, like we're doing green faces, she was like, oh my God, like comedy. And she goes, yeah, the green face. Like they knew the baggage lady because it's so small there.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? I think that's what happens in Perth. It's like,
yeah, people,
they know.
Small towns, people get excited.
There's
about
Channel
it.
9
at
the airport
town.
Filming Muggleton. And they're like,
there's
tell them about your
and
show.
There's
then.
And there's usually nothing else on. So when there's comedy and there's people out of town and comedy. And every time it says like Sydney, they always just assume, oh, they must be.
But
like,
there is a
that
fear.
Is not true. They fucking hate you.
Really?
Like,
yeah, go on.
There's a bit of like, not heaps, but like just every now and again, it's like, oh, like Sydney comedians, like they come to Adelaide to like fix their shows.
Oh, I was
Melbourne
more talking
Sydney.
About like rural New South Wales.
But
oh, right, yeah, totally. They're just like, yeah. From Sydney, he must yeah. be fucking alright.
Yeah.
He's driven out here, yeah. He can afford a car. Like, yeah.
Isn't that the standard yeah. thing though? Like everyone starts their show in Adelaide. So it's pretty much previews.
Yeah, well now.
And then four Melbourne.
Now it's Perth, Adelaide. You go.
So Perth's the ultimate preview.
Yeah.
Adelaide, you tweak it, and then by Melbourne, there's some jokes in there.
Yeah, it's solid. And then by yeah. the end of Melbourne, it's good. And then you take it to Sydney and you smash it for four nights. And then
yeah.
you go to Edinburgh, maybe.
And then
is that the plan? Is that on the cards?
For me?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck no. No. That's you got to Edinburgh, man. Like, if Adelaide is hard, I've heard Edinburgh is, like, impossible. Like, I was talking to Neil, and just, like, even he was, like, getting crowds of four and five in Edinburgh.
Neil Colhafter.
Yeah.
Really?
You know what scares
yeah.
me
nuts.
About doing Adelaide or doing them is like, the reviewers are nasty, but they'll even with a good review, they often mention how many people are in the crowd. Like,
yeah.
Umit Bailey had an amazing review. They go, four out of four, four star, should be five star, brilliant. And they said, as he spoke to the seven people in the room. You
yeah.
know what I mean?
Yeah.
Why would they
he
leave?
He bowed on and dug deep with his material. I'm like, why do they fucking name and shame it? Because you need to build that.
I don't think I'm going to, like, I'm doing Sydney. I don't think I'm going to invite a reviewer.
Mate.
Oh, like, you just get it in case they say something good. If they say something bad, no one reads it anyway, so it gives a shit.
Yeah.
It's kind of like
what you said to me last year at the festival.
Yeah.
I remember we had a chat
yeah,
about
it. Yeah,
exact
same thing. It's true. Like, unless you get four stars, like, it doesn't matter. And unless they say something nice you can use in a poster in the future, it doesn't matter. Like, we got 2.5 stars in Adelaide this year. They spelled the name of the show wrong, so even if...
Did they really?
If you were like, I wonder what Quantity of a Comedy was like, you couldn't find it.
Yeah,
and so, who cares?
I
you found it? Oh, yeah. Across Across 2 years in Adelaide, I've now earned 5 stars. So, you know, it's taken a while, but I got that.
Man, I get angry by it, though. Like, these reviewers. What are they doing?
They could be anyone. You get, like, food reviewers. You get, like, people who just kind of work, like, the reception. Like, they review shit for the magazine.
But I think unless you do stand up, like, you can't review it.
Yeah.
No, that's my opinion. True.
I think so.
I don't know, man. It's...
You gotta do theater review.
Because we're a good gauge. Like, I think if I see someone new, like that Alex Jai or Jay or
Alex Jai.
I saw a very first gig. It was unbelievable. But yeah. I'm saying, like, a reviewer might have said, hey, don't give up your day job. But you know what I mean? Just by where she's at. But I think someone that's a connoisseur of comedy can see where the voice is coming from, see that it's original.
You're not a connoisseur of comedy, Mr.
Mate, we're not a connoisseur, but I'm saying someone that watches gigs all the time.
Yeah,
can watch someone
that
they'll go. They get 2 laughs, and I'm like, holy shit, look out, we got Bill Hicks. Do you know what I mean?
You can see more. Yeah, you can have that thing where you're just like, oh, I get the lack of polish, but I know that the fact that person had that idea and strung that together means there's going to be something.
And you can see the merit of their premises and where it's going.
Yeah.
Whereas the reviewers from the food column from the Herald is comparing that to a fully formed comedian like Will Anderson and going like, not as laugh heavy as I thought.
Yeah.
Where was the smoke machine? And go like, well, there's no fucking budget.
Jokes.
Well, that's the thing. I think a lot of people, probably not so much now, but I think definitely years ago, like people's only real knowledge of like stand-up was like Kyle Barron, Will Anderson. You know what I mean? I think it's starting to become bigger now.
Let's call him Kyle Barron.
Kyle Barron's good, man.
Kyle Barron's Kyle's brother.
But do you know what happens? Because they get... I don't like that they have power. Because it happened
with... You don't like
what? They don't have fucking power.
They don't. All that reviewers can do is make old women come to your show if they give you 5 stars.
Let me tell you a story. Nick's son. Herald's son. Came in, he slagged off the reviewer in the room and said, do you know something, like, you wouldn't be a fucking... Virtually got him booed out of the room, like, get lost, you fucking moron. So he wrote him a really bad review, and I saw that material, it was fucking unbelievable.
Right.
So then they had a little spout on Facebook between him and the reviewer. Who's the fucking reviewer?
So he became friends with the reviewer on Facebook?
They were friends, but he sort of said, fuck you, blah, 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 this is what it was all about.
Yeah, he's ruthless.
Then he got...
He's on tonight.
This motherfucker got offered.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he's on tonight.
He got a TV show pulled because of that. Because that reviewer had contacts.
He was a writer. He was a writer on the show.
Yeah, but I'm saying the reviewers can have influence. I'm like, why was he even there in the first place?
That wasn't just getting a bad review. That was like the reaction and stuff like that.
I think if he just got a bad review, I think
the best way to deal with him is to thank them.
Yeah.
Do you know, you gotta be that passive aggressive. I was gonna.
The guy in Adelaide, it was just like, Daniel Mogulton relies on bravado. I'm just like, I have
What
no
does that mean? See,
that.
See,
thanks,
you are
man.
Well read. I don't even know what does that mean?
Bravado?
Yeah.
It's like being a fucking legend all the time.
Mate.
That's what I rely on stage, apparently.
Everyone relies on bravado to start, because it's the way it is. Like, you yell and be brave. Like, that's... Don't you think you have to wing it early on?
Right.
You can't be slowing up the process.
How is that a bad thing, though? Relies on bravado.
I don't know.
Okay.
Well, I think you should friend him and just sort of say, thanks so much for the review. We've had a lot of good feedback as a result. And, you know, just go the other way.
No, I don't know. I just really don't think it's important.
Well, it makes me angry.
I hope it does. Because you're so funny when you're angry.
No, but I'm just saying, I don't think I would want reviewers in my show.
Well, Sloss does that. Sloss doesn't allow reviewers in anymore.
Just
really?
Just the pricks out.
Why?
Yeah. He's just like, I don't want to be reviewed. Like, they never... Like, they don't like it. Fuck them. Like, I don't need reviews.
And you know another thing they do?
So I was speaking to Al Del Benny the other night. He said the same thing. He's like, I don't want anyone reviewing my show.
Dude, yeah. And they'll come in and they sometimes write some of the jokes. That's what social media is for now. It's the same in politics.
Like, yeah.
You see how many times governments have changed. It's because on Twitter, do you know, they've got more instant feedback. You don't need a paper coming out. Do you know what I mean? You know, if it's a good show, you'll get retweeted and it will go that way. Don't you think?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Like, word of mouth is the best of all. Like, that's the thing. Like, Fancy Boy, like, in Melbourne, which was, like, the big kind of show, right? Like, it just started with, like, very little, and by the end it was just, like, packed out every night, like, won the Golden Gibbo, like, you know.
What was Fancy Boy, sorry?
Fancy Boy Variety Hour. Like, Greg Larson, Henry Stone, John Campbell, Stu Dorman. Like, they were all the guys that were in that. And, like, yeah, I started with nothing. It was just word of mouth. Like, it was, like, the comics were all, like, shit, this is the show you got to see. And then the comics, like, told their friends in Melbourne, like, shit, this is the show you got to see.
Yeah.
They got reviewed, like, midway through the festival.
I saw both of your shows that you're doing in Melbourne on a list of shows you should see, purely based on their name.
Oh, there's only one. There's only one in Melbourne.
Really?
Yeah.
You're not doing Son of Parents in Melbourne?
I'm not doing Son of Parents in Melbourne.
Oh, okay.
That's an excellent title, I agree. That is an excellent title, I agree.
Son of Parents.
I fucking high-five myself after that one.
Can I ask you something with reviews?
Sure.
Do you think A Fancy Boy was reviewed before it had momentum? You know how it got, like...
That's a good point,
it would have slammed, right? It was. They only reviewed later, and they're like... They always jump on the bandwagon because I find like Chortle's the same.
Of course they do. It's like, oh, how cool am I? I'm a cool reviewer. I understand what the cool kids are being cool about.
Yeah.
Shut up.
And it's so much easier if they like were to walk in to say like my show and or just even one of our shows and just be like, oh, who's this fucking kid? You know what I mean? Because they don't, because like no one knows us and stuff.
Man, you want like a sort of a hostage situation where they come in and the whole show is to put them in the middle of a room and snag them off. Don't you think it'd be amazing? Like you create a fake show and then a reviewer comes in, you lock the door and just spend an hour just destroying them. Yeah. And you've got photos of their families and kids. And go like, this is why you never wrote a good article. Look at that. Look at the fucking punctuation, you moron. Yeah.
Maybe you're writing is your kids, fuckwit.
Imagine that moment. He goes like, I didn't know what happened. 1 hour, I walked out in tears. Like, the whole show is about him. Anyway, look, I've never had a review, so I don't know why I got so much anger. No, I'm really defensive.
You would have been reviewed. I reckon I can find your review.
Are you serious?
I reckon Wolfie would have been reviewed when he did the Raw National Final by Chortle because they reviewed.
Yeah, but that was an alright review, but they're nice.
That was an alright review.
Yeah, I like see, that guy. That Bennett guy's a good man.
But he's like, he is the only, like, as he's far as legit. I'm told, the only legit comedy reviewer in Australia. Like, he just reviews comedy. Like,
right.
He's a dude that people based take in Melbourne? Seriously. I think so.
Yeah.
Man, I think his feedback's good as well because he's had a few stashes with comedians.
Yeah.
Like, he had someone in the UK, I forget his name, and he said, look, what you're doing, blah, 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 is not working that well.
Yeah.
He completely changed. Do you know what I mean? Like, he took the feedback and it actually helped him.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? It actually went to a new level. Because the truth is, like, it is feedback.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So you can take it or leave it, but it's not bad to try and prove. Do you know,
rather how are you with feedback? Do you take feedback?
No, I like feedback. I'm one of those, like, yeah. Like,
why don't you do the workshop?
Do a workshop because I'm busy. So what a shame! Like, you know, I like feedback. Like, I like actually, it was outside Hive the other week. Wolfie and I kind of just like went at each other's jokes. Like, I remember like both of us had like these bigger idea jokes, and we just kind of like broke the other one down, and we're just like going back and forth off it.
Dude, that was unbelievable because you gave me the tagline. It's just small bits of paper.
Yeah.
And I managed to, like, I had a bit that wasn't working. I tried to say money was rocks, and he was like, it doesn't make any sense.
That was the audience member. The audience member said that, and I'm like,
yeah,
no,
during
it's just
my act, they yelled out and go, what are you talking about? But he came and deconstructed it, and that punchline now works. Like, it's straight away, like, taking the feedback.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then hopefully, well, like, obviously, you haven't taken my feedback, have you?
I have another joke. So it's like, it's got to be like 30 minutes into a show. Like, it's a weird fucking joke. It's the big idea joke. It's like, oh, look at this big idea. Like, Hicks, see, I'm going to look like a fucking dick up there because I watched Hicks one time.
Man,
just
that's
like,
a good big
now
idea.
John with the weather. Like,
what was it? Like, we shouldn't give it on the show. We'll save it for your.
Yeah,
TV.
Look, it's no point. Like, yeah.
Are you doing Sydney?
Yeah. 5 nights.
Same show?
Yep, Son of Parents.
Yeah.
Did it in Adelaide, it was good. I
plug the date.
Show. Fun.
Plug the date.
More to
plug
the
point. Dates. No, I don't know what they are.
Oh, really?
End of April.
Forget the shows, like, because that's not why people go. What's the drinking scene like down in Adelaide?
Oh, that's the thing. Like, Adelaide is the most fun you'll have losing $2,000 in, like, 2 weeks.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Why did you lose $2,000?
Because you're there.
Because
accommodation, flights, venue.
Oh, okay. Right. I thought you meant you just went out and blew $2,000.
Oh, man. You drink so much, but the price is pretty good, so you don't spend
You're a
much.
Big drinker, though. What? You drank me under the table the other night.
Yeah. I've got a lot to drink away.
I don't drink that much.
A lot of pain.
You were like, I remember at the start of the night, he literally said, let's just go somewhere where we can fill our bodies with alcohol.
Yeah, I was in the mood, and I succeeded. Oh, wait, didn't I tell you how I went home on Valentine's Day?
No.
Because, like, this is the thing. So there was that one from the bar who was, like, messaging me kind of thing, being like, oh, I can't believe
that,
blah, blah,
blah.
I like
that you called it that one.
That one.
Yeah, that's numbers?
No, that's Irish.
He hooked up with, like...
That man, or that one for a woman, is a one. Anyway. So she was, like, texting me, and, like, just, blah, blah, blah. And, like, I was kind of, like, hooking that up. But what I was doing in the meantime was going to Mr. Crackle's by myself, and then I got like the kind of snack pack equivalent with pork.
Yeah.
Like the pulled pork. So it's like the pulled pork and the chips, and then I get it and I'm like walking away and I open it up and there's no fork in there. So I'm like, oh shit, I just walk home and, you know, eat the thing. And I was like 5 minutes into the walk and I'm like, oh, well, I'll just have a little bit. Yeah. Like, you know, just like with my hands, I was like handing this like cloth and chips and around. A little bit. And then like, you know, after that, I was like, what do you have? Like a little bit more. And then like, you know, just within about 5 minutes, I just cleared the whole fucking thing. Just like spooning, like hand eating. Oh, it was horrible.
Mate, out of the bag?
Just out of the box. There was just a box. There was just a box with like chips and pork and sauce. And I was like,
I really
yeah.
hope that like
this is Valentine's Day. By the way. Just by myself at like 2 a.m. Just like, like what? Yeah. Oh man, it was a fun night.
I think it was a good night. Where did you guys go?
Like,
well, because what happened was you went on. We went on a date. Yeah,
we were each other's Valentine.
We were each other's Valentines. Yeah. We're holding hands. We okay.
Yeah. No, is it there?
Alcohol.
Oh, yeah.
No, so what happened was we had a gig at Star Bar, and then...
The Valentine's Day gig,
which was a fucking good gig.
Yeah, it was actually really fun.
Yeah, it was a good gig. And then we went out after, and I left my friend that I was with, called Muggleton, went and saw him, and then we went down to Oxford Arts Factory, and Kyle and Reuben was everyone, and then they were like, let's go to World Bar. And
we were like, we're 25.
Yeah.
So, fuck that.
Yeah. But also we were open to it at first because half price drinks. Also because they know the bar operators.
Yeah, half price.
But then their friends started being a little bit rowdy and started like
not a little bit rowdy. Like they were like walking out abusing the bouncer.
Yeah,
like
that's right. That's
picked
right.
up a plastic bag from behind a bush that had a fucking JB bottle in it.
Yeah,
like, it
yeah,
just
yeah.
Like, and Danny and I just like I don't know about this.
Yeah, we were just kind of on the outskirts, like
pear shape quickly.
Yeah, we were just looking at each other, going, let's get back.
Too much Oxford Arts. Yeah.
So you just you two went. You broke off.
Yeah.
We just didn't even tell him. We just kind of backed away.
Yeah, we just kind of backed.
We started the day together, and then you were like, look, screw this noise, we'll stay.
Yeah, it was awesome. We had chats, we had drinks.
Man, I can imagine you guys hitting... Were you on the dance floor? Just you?
Yeah, busting.
Dancing the pain away.
Busting some sweet moves.
It was so good.
Yeah,
man.
It was a magical evening.
But it's actually a great night.
Yeah.
And they always say it.
Yeah.
It's all singles.
Yeah.
Do you know everyone else is at restaurants they don't want to be at?
Yeah, how was your Valentine's Day? I want to see what you did on Valentine's Day.
We don't celebrate it.
Really?
That's what's so good about
SAS. Do you love each other?
No. It's we don't celebrate anything. We don't do weddings. We don't do Valentine's Day. We do Halloween. Because that's when we met. No, we're not married.
Can I?
We don't do weddings.
I was like,
no,
what?
I'm saying we would never get married. We don't even give gifts to each other on
birthdays. You know he's going to be a dad, right?
Yeah.
Hey, dimension. Yeah, we are. No, but I'm saying we don't even give presents on birthdays. We just do it whenever we want.
How often is that?
Well, it was a lot when we first met, less and less now. But we're meant to say just when the moment arrives. So you know what I mean? Like it's just be a weekday and you've just got a bike at home.
How long have you guys been together?
Like 7-8 years. We lost track.
Yeah.
You lose track, man, after 6 years.
I've never heard the origin story of how you guys met.
You know what this story?
In a bar.
They were. I made out with five and settled. No, I actually, you know, the story is she, it was London. It's not that, but she actually is from Perth, two streets away from where I grew up.
Really?
Yes. But we never met. She was a private school girl and I was from the rougher side of the tracks. So she went
to... Actually like,
yeah.
I think you're such a private school kid. You just have that about you. Yeah.
I was just an outcast.
You're terrible at judging people.
It was just...
You think you got all people... Everyone figured out.
The way you... That's why I'm not a cunt. Anyways,
you become a private school guy like when you're an outcast in public. Do you know what I mean? You go that tendency. You're more well-spoken, well-read. Because you spend a lot of time in the library and talking. And you're talking, your main mates are teachers. So you're connecting with older people. So you seem really more private-y. But she lived nearby, man. We never saw her. I'm sure I probably saw her.
Yeah.
But I'm glad she didn't see me. Because do you know that period where no one should see you?
Oh, yeah. God. Like
mid-20s. Yeah. Like basically until now.
Yeah.
You do a lot of bad things. You still got acne.
You don't know what's
you're still
going
fighting
on.
With who you are?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You're nasty. To
so,
people.
So bring us to the day that you guys meet.
Well, the day we met was the first time we met was just at a party, and it was she was breaking up with her boyfriend there.
Oh wow!
And I don't think we hooked up, but I think I hooked up with some other girls. It wasn't that romantic.
Some other girls.
Yeah, man, a few like. I didn't used to carry as much weight. No, I don't know. No, but I was going to say. But we actually went the perfect route because we became good best mates, best friends, and then we had that grapple for 6 months where we didn't want to wreck the friendship.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So we'd always counseling each other about, like, that guy shouldn't be doing this, about people we were hooking up with.
Yeah.
And it was good because you got the insight. Do you know what I mean? And I revealed all my cards. Do you know, being more genuine and nice. crying, this girl hasn't responded. Do you know what I mean? Like, you showed exactly who you were.
That's so interesting.
It's the best way to get in.
What?
Best friends, man.
Did the best friend thing. I had
like the best friend. Just getting married like in September. She is.
Man, that's so scary.
Were you into her?
Yeah, no.
Are you still friends now? Because that's what scared the shit out of me. It was one of my best friends.
We're still friends.
Has it changed it a bit? Because we were worried that it could change it, and that's why we stayed off for so long, because it was too big a risk.
Well obviously it's...
Because we're like, I can't lose my best friend.
Yeah.
No, like, we're sex with anyone. Like,
yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's the classic logic. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I don't regret how it wound up, because like, she's found like a dude who's like great and like, you know, cool.
Yeah.
And like, but the whole thing was like, for me, the whole thing was like, you know, I just never really gave it a crack, because I was just like, I am such a mess as a human.
Yeah.
Right.
And she's like, so like, kind of put together that I can't,
that's the problem, though.
Take that leap. I'm like, even now, it was really funny, because we got real drunk in Singapore recently. And we just kind of talked about it, because like, it's so far gone now, you can just kind of chat about it, like, it's not weird.
And she's married now?
She's about to be married.
Okay.
She's like, she just got engaged like 2 months after that conversation, actually, or something like that. Anyway, so yeah, she's just like, you know, even now, would you do something? Like, now? And I'm like, no.
What, with her?
Coward, yeah, coward.
Oh, okay, no, wow. Wait, so
she's
the thing.
This idea at your
drink. So, and this is the thing that's really interesting me, is that she was the one that wanted to go for it, but
that was just like, she was just saying, like, you know, because I was
she was giving you a hypothetical. She was saying she was giving you a hypothetical.
We never expected
Which is so mean.
Never expected gold like this.
No, but I'm saying it's a lot about timing. Whether, you know, you can meet the perfect person, but at the wrong time, and then you can destroy it. And it's like, you're just not ready, and you just blow the only chance, you know, and you can look back
on
it.
So fucked, isn't it, as well?
Do you have anyone like that, where you think,
that's
if you met them now,
that's
different?
That's the one where it was just like, I would never have a chance, I would never have a crack, because I was like, I need to come so much further as a person, and I don't want to blow this, like, amazing human on my shitty 19-year-old self, right?
You're better off to trash people you don't respect.
That's a really mature... That's a really mature thing to do, because I think for me, I was so, like... I don't want to say self-destructive, but I was so just, like, fuck it, I'll just go with my feelings kind of thing. Like, if I felt like doing something, I'd just fucking do it, you know? I would never think logic, and that's what I mean about you being an intelligent guy. That's what I always get from you.
Do you think when you're younger, you're more reckless? So
absolutely.
It's like, with everything,
you're driving
at 200 k's an hour with no seatbelt past the school.
Yeah.
How are you going to value or treat a person in a relationship in the way that you should?
Absolutely.
Because you're just reckless. You're like, got drunk and made out with other girls.
But what I'm getting from Muggleton is that you weren't reckless.
No,
You were too cautious.
I mean, in this situation.
Oh, right.
This is
amazing.
What a sweetheart. We're going to get a lot of messages for girls.
Only if you put my photo up. Anyway, it was cautious. I don't know, it was cowardice. I don't know. I don't think it was that. I think it was like an over intellectualizing of something that, like, I knew. I didn't know that it would happen if I gave it a shot, right? So, like, there's an element of cowardice, sure.
Do you think you also got too familiar? Because it gets scary, because you know what I mean? Like, I've had that. Have you had the relationship where you pushed it? It's a friendship. Like, I broke it with Sass, like the one I'm with, but I've had people before where you became just really good friends and then it became too awkward to ever do that move. Because they knew so much about you. Do you know what I mean? It felt... You were so self-aware when you would try to go in for a kiss. You're like... They'll know... You sort of know what they're thinking, and you're too in your own head.
Let me ask you this, though, Wolfie. When you were at that point with Sass, and you're, like, best friends, and you're sitting there, and you're you know, delving into each other's... who you're hooking up with and stuff. Were you sexually attracted to
her? Yeah, man, of course.
Yeah.
And you know what broke it for us? Because drugs and alcohol. Like,
that's what breaks it for everybody, yeah.
That's how we got in there. You know, drugs and alcohol, and you're like, well... You know, day three, you're in, man. Yeah. You're reckless. You're eating Mr. Crackles from a bin bag, and you're doing whatever the fuck you please.
That's the dream.
So, do you think like that could become a big regret?
For me, no, because like I don't regret it now. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I think, like, why would it happen? Like, in the future, like, Like, that's the thing, because it was really funny, because she was, like, the sensible one, because, like, you know, I'd get drunk. Drugs and alcohol, right?
Yeah,
of course, very effective as a catalyst for all things.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'd get, like, drunk, and I'd be like, Freya, like, how about it? I shouldn't have said the name. Anyway.
We can bleep it out if you like.
No, it's fine, it's fine. Okay. Like, you know, like, kind of thing, and then... she'd just be like, you're drunk, Dan. Like, come on, chill the fuck out. And then, like, oh my God, I'd be like, oh, sorry about that. And she'd be like, yeah. But, like, you know, it's just the kind of thing, like, if you do it sober, like, you know what I mean? I could just never do it. Like,
and see, I've done the opposite where I've...
You've hit on people sober?
No.
And then drunk
you're like, oh, you're like, come on.
No.
Even with my beer, go to sleep. Why?
No. No, I...
You looked up when I was sober.
No. What? No.
When I'm having fun, you stay away, face.
No, what I mean is I've been... in your position, but they were keen on me, and I was like, yeah, for sure, but I wasn't really keen on them. I'm just drunk and horny, and
so what, you led them in? Were drunk, and you
No, they were, like, sometimes, like, this girl that I was seeing, that I knew I would never, and I told her this, I was like, I don't want a relationship out of this. And she, you know, I would get drunk and she'd be like, oh,
you can't feel guilty about that. I
don't.
During your 20s, it's ridiculous.
You still feel guilty, though. I feel guilty. I'm like, I'm not religious, but, like, I was raised Catholic and, like, I never realized the guilt thing was a thing. And so now I'd be like, Dan, you shouldn't feel guilty about that.
Yeah.
I just fucking do.
Yeah.
I just
don't feel guilty now because I've processed it all that. You know what I mean? At the time, definitely. I felt, and do you know what was so funny was, like, I've always had a problem where I really don't want to hurt people, especially girls that like me. And
man,
the thing is,
that's not
but
a
the
problem.
Thing is, no, it
that's
is
a good person.
No, it is.
That's a problem.
I've always had this problem that I don't want to hurt people.
No, it ends up being a problem. It ends up being a problem because I don't want to say to them. Listen, like, no, I just don't want to see you anymore.
I can't do that.
Because then I sit there, sit there and see them get upset.
You go cold on them and treat. You
just wait for them to dump you. It's perfect. Of course you do. You go cold, you're an asshole, then you wait for them to dump you, and then
you just basically you're nasty to them.
Yeah.
You're much more.
I'm more talking
fashion.
About. No, I'm not talking about girls that I've been in a relationship.
No, but I'm saying to you,
just girls I've
20s.
Been seeing and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
In your 20s, it's ridiculous to try to do a relationship. I think everyone's feeling around, because if you ask most people, where they go, "Do you imagine marrying this guy or this girl?" They're on board because you're just playing around and exploring. You should be with like 1,000 partners.
Yeah.
Ideally. 1,000. Maybe more. 1,000. No, but you know, you need to be with a lot of people to see what
I agree with that. I think you should, just kind of get out there and try different things, because, like, you never want to get that thing. Like, it's like that Bill Burr joke. It's just like, get out there, like, you know, so you don't have a midlife crisis. Like, just go out there, do some fucking shit.
You don't have that moment where you've just seen one person and then in your 30s, you just see a series of girls that are way better or more suited to you, and you got to fucking
you
screw someone over hard.
Can I ask you, Muggleton, what's the longest relationship you were in?
3 weeks.
No, the clinic took longer than that. So getting a point. It's such a poor joke. Sorry, listener. Sorry, listener. That
all
was the cheapest fucking joke.
We have 50,000 listeners.
That is
we haven't
true.
Even posted it. Yet.
Maybe we should have posted it.
No, I was going to say, our longest, it was with a girlfriend who went overseas, was like on off. I'd say, I'll call it a year and a half.
Really?
A year and a half.
Okay. Okay.
That's what I call.
So you're not a long relationship guy, or has it just never worked out?
What
like
do you
that?
Mean not long? A year and a half is quite long.
It is.
I think that's alright.
You're
trying to trump him on the
relationship. No,
it's
I guess
you got a little fucking relationship. Look at your little relationship.
That's like looking at the urinal
with your little fucking relationship.
You're at the urinal looking over, going, "Oh, have fun with that little squirt." I
broke up a bit quickly, did you? Broke up a bit quickly.
Look at that. To have fun,
premature breakup.
You holding that,
holding that.
That's what he's like. Look at you holding it with your two fingers, having your little wee. Man,
God, that was so. I guess I was just expecting something else. I was expecting you to be like, because you seem to know a lot about it. You seem to be very experienced in it, and I was just expecting you to be like,
shit.
You know,
I'm like some sage because you guys are fucking morons. Like, it's so good.
He got such was so inept at it. But you're so bright, you're so goofy.
I was really excited to get him on because I knew he was going to shit on us. So much. So that's what I love about
him. My favorite thing is that he shits on people. He shits on them. Comedy. I know. Don't you think it's worth fun? Like, everyone takes it too seriously.
Yeah.
But I was looking at, even on Facebook today, someone was getting all angst up because on Melbourne Comedy Rooms, people were posting fake TV shows.
It was like, the TV, the show needs a host, like blah blah blah, details sent to it. And it was fake. And like, the comedian's just fucking around. Because someone had posted one and they're like, fuck this.
Yeah. So basically, new open micers would be going, like, hey, I've killed it. But I don't know why people are getting angry, because for me, comedy is about comedy.
Yeah.
If you come in and you weed out people that want to be light entertainment hosts, it's funny. I think it's fucking hilarious.
Says fucking bottle mart commercial.
No, but I'm saying it's a funny joke. I think it's funny. I think everything should be funny. You can't be in there going, that's nasty. I'm like, it's comedy. Yeah, Jesus Christ, don't take yourself so seriously.
Yeah. No, absolutely. It's the way you deal with shit as well.
Man, it's not like a fucking... You're not support group.
Yeah.
Hey, don't you think it should be funny? Yeah. Like, we should be doing the best jokes ever at each other's expense, I think.
Yeah.
And comedians actually laughing. But I find comedians take themselves more serious than civilians. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. They're very sensitive.
Depends on the person, man. Like,
I think
there's
a
lot of sensitive people.
I'm a sensitive person, and I think that has nothing to do with me being a comedian. I think I'm just a sensitive person.
Yeah, man.
Do you know what I mean? I think if I didn't do comedy, I think if that would just... I think, like what Muggleton said, it all boils down to the person.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I suppose so. You should be...
Not necessarily.
The thing that I think is just like, just like after a gig, like, you know, look, what was that? My fucking Christmas party star bar thing we did when, like, you know, I just went up and I just sucked. And then, like, you know, Wolfie hasn't even seen me. And I walk out and he's just like, heard you fucking bombed, man. And I was just like, I just laughed because I'm like, that's funny.
We told this story on the first one.
The high bar one. What about the high bar one? That's my favorite.
What was it?
Because Wolfie, like, after a gig, like, he'll smash it and he just thinks he's failed. Like, it's the best. He has no idea what happens on stage. You think he just blacks out and comes up like, what the fuck was that? Like,
yeah,
like,
what was shit?
I don't remember it much.
It's like that opening speech from the newsroom, you know? Yeah. It just says all this shit and then he just comes up like, what the fuck just happened?
But don't you think there's always a bad element? Because I even saw I put a photo up where I'd done one.
Hang on, I want to hear the story.
Yeah, no, it was just like, did the high bar thing. He's like, walked off stage and then, like, I just kind of went up to him and, like, had my hand out and I was just like, Wolfie, man, it was so professional of you to handle a bomb like that. And just, and he was just like, oh shit, did I bomb? Oh no.
That's a great Wolfie, by the way.
I prefer that than disingenuous. You know when someone goes, that was good? It pisses me off because you know how it went.
Totally.
I see a woman yelling like, come on, get on with the jokes. And then you come off and someone goes, good bit. And you're like,
I want to start being an arsehole. I think I'm too nice.
Man, it's the best fun.
Yeah.
Like, we do it all
I want to stop being a dick.
I got scared because Bugs and I started
just start giving people shit because I get it so much. But I was hanging out with these dudes
who
the other night.
Shit?
Oh, I'm not going to name names.
Are they even comedians?
Huh?
Are they even comedians?
Name them.
Yeah.
All right. I was gonna say, if you're taking shit from people who aren't comedians, fucking just quit, you pussy. Like, Jesus Christ.
No. It was interesting. No. I'm not gonna name names. But they're good. No. But they were guys who I didn't know. One, didn't know that well. Two, hadn't hung out with that much. And three, were quite new to comedy.
Yeah. Oh, really?
They come up to me and they start and they literally said, "This is what they literally said." Now I am. This is a while ago.
Story,
I'm literally just out of this fucking relationship, depressed, taking a fuckload of drugs.
And before or after your set?
No, I'm saying this was where I was at, okay? Just gotten out of the relationship, fucking depressed, taking a lot of drugs, doing all that shit. I've come out to do comedy, I'm fucking having a good time. These two guys come up to me.
You bastards, you have no money? Please have it.
These guys come up to me and they go, this is all they said. This is all they said. They go,
anything they say, it's
going
to
be great. Yeah, go. What they say, it's about the mood. Go.
They said,
shut the fuck up. Okay,
they said, hey, can I have your ex-girlfriend's number?
Oh my god.
What?
Yeah.
Did you talk about it on stage?
No. They knew I'd broken up with her. And,
holy shit. That's
and they never even met her.
And they weren't your mates.
No, not really. No, I don't know them that well. They were just like, hey, can we get... And then they go, don't... And I just sat there.
That's not a
And then joke. I said... I just sat there and looked at them. And I was like, what the hell? And then they go, don't worry. We'll find her on Facebook. We'll find her on Facebook.
Oh, man.
What? Yeah, that's what I mean. And I was just like... Okay, and I wanted to pull them to the side. And it's like, okay, if my mates make that joke, whatever. But I wanted to pull them to the side and be like... And well, because I'm such an angry dude, I actually wanted to fucking knock him out. But when I thought about it later, I would have loved to have just pulled them aside and been like, you know, like, don't you think that maybe I'm out here tonight, like, trying to get my mind off that? It's not even the fact of you being like, I'm going to fuck your ex-girlfriend, because I know that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
It's more...
You never know, and then, it's
irrelevant. It's more just it's more just like, I'm out here trying to distract myself from what I'm going through. Why would you, like, bring that up?
But that's that's how you kill them.
And I think with the whole, like, giving shit to each other and thing, I think you totally don't have to be sensitive. But when it's something, and I'm not just saying me, I'm just saying anyone, when there's something, like, something's just happened. Like, if someone's, like, someone knows has just died, wait a while.
A good point,
I don't know. Wait, Muggleton doesn't agree. Muggleton doesn't agree!
No, go on.
All right, no, like, Look, I think that's just shitty behavior because it's not funny. Like, I'm sorry. If they went up to you and, like, said something funny about the fact you just got dumped, we wouldn't be having this conversation.
That's so true.
Not funny.
Yeah.
That's just a shit line.
Yeah.
Because, I don't know. For example, a comedy friend of mine's mum died very recently. Probably not what I'm talking about. We're not going to name anything.
Yeah.
But, her mum, just died. Like, we're pretty close. And, we were hanging out. And, we just got coffee and stuff and just chatting about things. And we talked about that a bit and then just talked about comedy or whatever. And then, we went to get up to pay. And then... She went to pull out money, and I'm like, no, it's fine. I got this. Your mum's dead. And that...
how long ago was this?
How long ago did she die?
I was like, it was a month or two after.
Dude,
you know.
That's a great tension release.
Exactly.
That's very fantastic.
Funny. You can go in there if you release the tension, but they didn't.
I think it's totally right. Because especially when you say something like that, and if you were to make a joke or whatever, it's like, I can tell it's coming from a good place as well. Do you know what I mean? You can tell that it's like, that's, you know what I mean? It's almost like it has that hint of love in
it. And it's exactly like stand-up. He built rapport. He would have already had a 2-hour chat about it.
Yeah, but these guys...
These guys just open with a rape joke.
Well, look, okay,
effectively what it was.
I know them, but not that well enough to say that, and they've never met her
as
well.
Did you go real on them? Because that's what people do that kill you.
Do you want to know what I actually did?
You high-fived them and gave them the number.
No, I actually put my hands around both their throats and said, maybe you should shut the fuck up now. I legit,
really?
Yeah, I'm not joking.
Holy
I'm not
shit! That. Like
and then walked away. Yeah. I'm an angry dude, man. Yeah,
that's just like crying.
I have a really,
You got a rage thing.
I got a problem with anger.
These people will know.
I literally just grabbed them and I just said, but I said it with a smile on my face and I said, maybe you guys should shut the fuck up.
Holy shit!
Oh, wow, that's so intense. But look, I think we're dancing around the point. The thing is, what they said wasn't funny. That's it.
Totally.
Well, that for me is what happens all the time. It's with all the jokes. They'll go, that's offensive. If it's only a joke if it's funny.
Yeah.
So you know if they pick a topic and say you can't make a joke about it? Yes, you can. Because the word joke means funny.
Yes.
So it's just if it's not funny.
Yeah.
And then they'll pick topics, you can't do it. And I'm like, yeah, but what you just played's not fucking funny.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's buried in a set and they maybe got a laugh for it, but it's not a funny joke.
Yeah. Nobody's ever killed. Nobody's ever just thrown out a fucking killer joke and then there's been 10 blog articles being that was so offensive.
It's like that SNL ISIS thing. Have you seen that? That's fucking hilarious.
I haven't seen it. I haven't watched it.
It's so funny. Yeah. It's really, really funny.
I think that is the only metric that you have. If it makes you laugh hysterically, then you can talk about anything.
Yeah.
I think, even with you, your breakup thing, if someone had done the right words,
yeah,
it would have been great and would have released the tension for you because you would have been really stressed and thinking about it a lot and you actually needed that, someone to turn that key.
Yeah.
But they went in with a hardcore, unfunny rape comment.
Yeah. I'm actually even thinking about a guy that I work with who's kind of a comedian as well, but he doesn't really do it anymore.
Yeah.
But we always just banter it at the office. And he has been making non-stop jokes about it, but they're always funny. And
it makes you feel better, right?
It's so good.
It's like my friend, I said that, you know, sure, to be funny, but you know, she was just so serious about the whole thing that I was like, no, like, you know, and flipped it. And she just, like, got this huge smile on her face.
Yeah.
And punched me and said, you're a fucking asshole. Oh, and I was,
man,
like, perfect.
It's actually a great
That's
joke.
Exactly what I want.
That's really good.
Yeah. Shit, man, so we almost probably have to wind up soon.
Yeah.
But we got to ask him. He's got to come up with the topic for next week.
Okay, yeah. So this is the thing that we do. And, like, you have to tell.
Oh, just like the look what the cat dragged in?
Yeah.
Like, all your,
so you, no, because we.
Awesome idea. Is what we're at right now. Yeah,
this is meant to be our hook. This is another one of our stupid ideas.
Admit it was quite. It was sort of weird. Where we yelled, look what the cat dragged in.
It was your idea.
It took him about. It took him an hour to relax after it. Yeah. We both stood up and yelled, I don't want to do it anymore.
No, we got to keep doing it.
Yeah, it sounded like such a good
idea. This sucks, but we have to keep doing it now. There's no way. It's like, why Wolfie's still doing that fucking Little Rocks joke for so long? It's shit, but I gotta keep doing it. I gotta keep doing it.
It's our hook. We'll keep it even if it's cheesy.
Oh, dude.
It'll always be the way.
It's so funny.
Don't you think we'll like it eventually?
Why not? Yeah. Look, in hindsight, it was alright. It's just basically, maybe don't just scream. Because I didn't think you were recording a podcast. I just thought you guys were a bit too excited.
No, that's not.
Yeah, I thought you guys were just a bit too excited, and I was like, oh shit, I don't want to be with an excited.
Yeah, okay, you didn't want to have to worry about matching that energy.
And it made you have that.
Then I remember I started talking like you, and I was like, oh fuck that.
Like, ew.
Let's chill it out. We won't yell it, because otherwise I feel like we're trying to be on.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
we're trying
true.
To be jokesters.
I love that we're finding this. Okay, so we got to end it. We're going to end it like this. So you have to tell us, and it can be anything. It can be a game. It can be a topic. You
or
have
about
to
a person. Maybe
yeah.
Chris
the thing is, we didn't actually do this last week. We were meant to do the Bible story thing that Wolfie wanted to do, and we didn't do it. So,
yeah, but, it's
but this is. I feel like this is. So you have to tell us what to do next week. It could be something.
What,
a
what
topic.
Like a topic.
Like a topic to talk about.
Do you,
or
do you know who the next guest is already?
No, because we the other thing we wanted to do was see. Did we talk about anyone on this podcast?
No, just me over and over.
Well, you're our guest, motherfucker. Of course, I'm going to talk about.
What
it.
About those two guys?
I want to get into that beautiful, intelligent, smart little sage like head? He's a sage. We're not worthy.
I know you're single and desperate, but fucking turn it back. Jesus Christ!
I need you to wingman.
Why don't we get those two people that you strangled?
I'm cutting that out.
Why would you cut that out? That's
don't
fucking
cut it. You don't have to say anything if you don't want to.
Yeah.
But please do. Hey, give us a better name for our show.
No. Give us something to talk about next week.
Alright, what about this? The first joke you remember hearing.
Yes.
First joke you remember hearing.
Yeah.
That's like on stage when you started comedy?
No, just like for me it was like a joke that my dad used to tell about the fridge.
Okay, can we hear it? And then we'll wrap it up.
Yeah.
All right.
Imagine if he was like,
thank you for coming on.
If he was like, it's a 45-minute bit.
Oh man,
it's just this big set his dad did.
I'm sure you guys must have heard it. It's like two minutes long. This is my dad's like favorite joke when I was a kid. So basically, three guys go to the pearly gates, and they go to St. Peter, and they're like, can we come into heaven? And St. Peter's like, no, sorry, heaven's really full today. Only people who've died terrible deaths can come in. So they kind of like shuffle around. The first guy steps forward, and he's like, all right, so I live on the 13th floor of an apartment block, and for ages I thought my wife was having an affair. So I came home today and I heard like noises inside the apartment, and so I went in there and I'm like, finally caught him. I'm like, where is he, where is the bastard? And my wife's like, what are you talking about? And she's like, where is the bastard? Like, there's no one here, like, you're crazy. He's like, I'm gonna fucking find him. I use Wolfie's delivery. I'm gonna find him, yeah. I'm gonna look in every room of the apartment, yeah. So I looked in the room, right? Looked under the bed, looked in the cupboards, not in the fucking cupboards. Where is he? Oh, how fucking easy is it when you talk like that? Anyway, so.
He just incinerated you.
Yeah, so anyway, it just.
I love that.
So I checked the balcony, and then there's like, I don't see anyone, but then I turn around, there's 10 fingers gripping on. So I'm like, shit, I've got him now. And I start punching the fingers, and then I start stomping on the fingers, but the prick won't let go. Nah, he fucking won't. Anyway, so he gets a hammer, and then he just hammers each finger individually, and the guy lets go and eventually drops. But he falls into a tree. So then the guy falls into a tree, and I'm like, no way, he's getting away with this. So I grab a fridge, and I throw it on him. And then I die to back pain. Then St. Peter is like, that is terrible. Like, that's a horrible way to die. Of course you can come into heaven. So he goes into heaven. And the second guy steps up and he's like, I live on the 15th floor of an apartment block. So I'm retired. I was just chilling at home watching the cricket or some shit that old people do, you know. And I hear knocking on the door. And I open it, and it's two burglars. And they bust in, and they hold me up against the wall, and like, give us all your money in jewelry. And he's like, I'm retired. I just don't have any money in jewelry. And like, give us all your money in jewelry. And he's like, I don't have any. He's like, give us all your money in jewelry, or we're going to throw you off the balcony. Oh. Yeah, it's a dad joke, guys. Like, let's not worry. There's not many twists and turns here. So anyway, but like, so he throws me off the balcony, but like, thank God I managed to grip onto the floor below me. But then as soon as I get a grip, I just feel these hands start punching me. And this guy speaking in a funny voice. And like, and this dumb thing. And then I was holding on, and I was like, I'm not going to die. And then the hammer, I just couldn't hold on anymore, but I fell down and I landed in a tree. And I was like, oh my God, I'm saved. Like, thank you, God. And then a fridge fell on me. And then St. Peter's like, God, that is awful. Like, of course, that's what's the first guy? You can come in. And then like the third guy kind of is like, and he steps up and he's like, all right, picture this. Trapped in a fridge.
That's so good.
That's the best joke ever.
That is the best ever. You should do that on stage.
That should be your act.
Yeah.
Oh, excellent. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you, Margaret. Thank you. Did you have a good time?
Thank you, Margaret. So killing fun. It.
Yeah, was it good? Was it good?
Yeah, I will come back whenever you want me.
Oh, so awesome.
Yeah. Maybe you can take my spot. No. We'll definitely have you back. That
yes,
was fun, man.
Definitely.
Thank you.
Go
and see your show.
Thank you. Go and see your show. Come on, give us the dates.
In Melbourne, it's called Jokes to Bang To.
Jokes to Bang To.
The best show titles in Melbourne.
That is a really good show.
Yeah, and then Sydney, it's Son of Parents.
Son of Parents in Sydney.
He's not going to have the fridge joke in there. You're right.
But that's a good joke,
but I'm saying it's a street joke.
It's exact.
You're right.
I love that we have to explain that.
Okay,
all right.
I change it to a dishwasher when I do the
other. Yeah, mix it up. You and the guy inside the fridge.
Yeah.
It's fine. Hey, make it real life.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
Cheers, man.